boys can come and go, leave you feeling low. Instead of a coming and go, you're coming and coming, coming with me, girl. But there you are.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios.
Let me follow your lonesome half bottle of wine. Oh, you hide me away in a drawer, and that's fine. I don't mind the shame, babe, if I can.
Hello, Brunch Club, and welcome to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I'm your girl, Joy Nystrom, and we are living in an apocalypse. Okay, so the power is out right now. There's also some like weird thing noise in my house. And if you can hear it on this recording, it's not someone trapped in my basement. I don't know what it is, but it sounds really weird. Anywho, there was a hurricane here the other day. And you know, being from the South, I was like, oh, a hurricane in Connecticut, cute. I really didn't believe that there would be like any damaging effects. Yeah, let me tell you, this hurricane was very destructive. Also, I live in an area with like all these millionaires and rich people, and I'm pretty sure they're all still in the city for the week. So these are like their weekend homes. So no one knows that all the power lines are torn down here. Also, you don't realize how much of your life is online until you can't get online or turn your lights on. I might die alone in my house. That's okay. All I have sardines I can eat. That's about it. Like, I don't have like non-perishable food. I have like bread. I'll be surviving on some bread and peanut butter. I'll go like milk a cow and drink it straight out. Going back to my homesteading ways. Speaking of milking cows. So if you're new here, I'm a dairy farmer. If you're old here, that's why I give such good hand jobs. No, because I have really strong hands. Apparently my hand jobs are really great. We'll have to have a whole episode on handies because they're a little handy handy. But I was milking cows this week. And so when you milk cows, the milker runs off a very like light suction. So I was milking cows this week and one of the little suction cups like flew on to my titty, and I'm not gonna lie, like it felt pretty good. I'm not gonna be like, you know, milking myself anytime soon, but can confirm, does not feel bad. But it was kind of weird because it like happened and I was like, ooh, that feels really nice. My tits are just uber sensitive these days, and they gotta like graze, and you know, I'm ready for action. I also have become like a dick guzzling demon. Actually, no, I'm an angel. I'm a dick guzzling angel. My name is Hosanna Joy. I am God's gift to the world. Praise be unto him. My parents knew what they were doing when they named me. But really, I wake up. I go milk cows. I wake up at 3:15 a.m. I go milk cows. I come back, and if quarantine dick is still here, or if he's like, stay the night, I don't know what has gotten into me, but I literally like look at him and I'm like, I just want his dick in my throat. And I just like swallow it whole. Like it's 6 a.m. and I'm just like down the hatch. And I don't know who I am anymore because I used to hate morning sex. Like hate it. I've had a couple pleasurable morning sex experiences, but most of the time if I'm having morning sex, I have to wake up at 3 a.m. I gotta like really be ready for it. And or it's like I'm waking up at like 2:30 in the morning or something. It's just not ideal to have morning sex and be a dairy farmer unless you like really know the person and you can just like flip over, put their dick in your mouth and put it in you. I don't know. Like up until now, up until this past year, I've never really had like successful morning sex only because it's so early. 90% of the time I'm hungover. And honestly, I think that's what's always turned me off from morning sex. Oh my God, there is nothing like the feeling of stale alcohol and a dick in your mouth. That is just a horrible combination. And you're just like, what am I doing? why is this happening? And you're like turned on, but you're just like so hungover that like the whole like motion of like having sex makes you want to throw up. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just my personal experience with morning sex, but there's been a ton of times I've tried to have morning sex and then I just get like motion sick because I'm so hungover and then I just want to like die, or I'm so hot and then there's like someone on top of me. It's just a really aggressive process. If I'm like just hooking up with you and we don't like hang out in the daylight, I feel like having sex with you at 3:15 in the morning when I'm like half sober is just not ideal by any means. And I'm not here for it ever. Except recently, that's all I'm about. Actually, I'm about sex all the time. I get laid all the time and I could not have asked for a more magical experience in my life. Like, the sex is so hot. Guys, I am shocked. I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. God bless 2020 and this pandemic for bringing me the most magical unicorn porn star penis that I could have fucking asked for. God bless. God bless the sex gods and this pandemic. I mean, like, stay safe, but also, what magic is happening? Also, if this is the apocalypse and this is how I die, I'm fine with it. I'm so fucking fine with it. The sex is so hot. It's so constant. I'm speechless. I'm speechless because I just come in and I suck dick every morning. Like, that is how turned on I am. And I hope you guys can feel that through your headphones and you're like, God damn, like, these are my aspirations in life. They should be. Gentlemen, listen up, buttercups. Y'all need to up your game and become magical unicorns because God damn. Okay, now that I'm like thoroughly turned on, it's fine. Let's start this episode. This is really a struggle. But, you know, other than me just deep-throating dicks every morning, it is marathon season. And so I'm training for a virtual marathon, you know, super fun. I'm going to run it by myself, alone. It's not a marathon for my vagina. That's been happening for the past 4 months. What up, world? It is a marathon for my feet. I'm one of my favorite organs. You see, the thing is, though, when you work out a lot, they're like, your sex drive increases. They also say, like, women getting older, their sex drive increases. And I don't know, like, how I'm supposed to put two and two together. Like, oh, I'm horny all the fucking time. And then I'm going to start, like, working out all the time and just be fucking hornier. I don't know if I have time to be hornier. Like, it's aggressive. And I know all of you are sitting there being like, oh, don't complain about getting laid. I am not complaining. By no means is there a complaint in this vocabulary about the dick that has been inside me. Okay? There is only a complaint about time and space. But time and space don't exist in 2020. So get after it and get to it. I hope you're all getting laid. All right, the topic for this week, my friends, besides me being super horny and milkers grazing my titties, this episode is fucking weird. We're going to talk about porn. And this stems from the fact that I took this quiz and it was from a psychologist and he was like, okay, close your eyes and picture your favorite animal. I want you guys to all do this with me. Okay, so you close your eyes, picture your favorite animal. Mine was a Jersey cow. So then the guy was like, this is how you view yourself. I was like, that's accurate. I'm small, I'm sassy, I'm pretty. I like to eat a lot. I like to sleep a lot. Like, I am a cow, 100%. And then it goes, picture your second favorite animal. And I was like, a squid. And I was super excited about my answer because, like, cow was accurate. So, like, what's next with a squid? And he goes, this is how you picture your lover. And all I have to say is this started me down a path of some really weird shit. Because, one, I like squids because the female squid, they have sex with their male counterpart, and then they strangle them once they ejaculate because I don't fucking need them. It's so fucking aggressive. It is. And I, like, I'm not even a violent person. Like, I don't want to strangle a man or anything. Like, I don't. Please nobody think that. I just, you know, it's the whole principle of, like, they're really a hit and quit it species. And they're just like, yeah, I take you for your dick. I do what I want. I get done with it. I'm done with you. And that was, you know, my mentality for a very long time in my life. And when you're playing the game, that is your mentality. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're just like, I'm going to play the game. I'm going to hit it and quit it. I'm just going to use you for your hard dick. So I felt like I really identified with squids. But when it said this is how you view your lover, then I was a little confused because I was like, oh my God. I love tentacle porn. I love tentacle porn and I love hentai porn. So tentacle porn. Before everyone freaks out and Googles this on their computer and they're like, what the fuck does this girl get off to? First of all, anything is porn if you get off to it. Second of all, there have been times in my life where I was extremely single. And, you know, sometimes when you haven't had sex in a while and you haven't had a dick in a while, you'll put anything inside of you, okay? Maybe even a fucking tentacle. And maybe when I watched tentacle porn, I was like, wow, these girls get to be held tightly and they get a tentacle inside them. And maybe that tentacle was a euphemism for the fucking actual tentacle that I want in this real world. Okay. Second of all, yes, tentacle porn is kind of fucking weird. All right. They're like getting tied up by tentacles, whatnot. Okay. If you don't know what tentacle porn is, tentacle porn is literally exactly what it sounds like. It is tentacles fucking people. And usually the tentacles, like, aren't attached to anything. They're just, like, these, like, omniscient tentacles that come out of nowhere and, like, take charge. And then there's, like, some real-life ones. I don't like those. I like the anime ones. The strictly fake ones. I don't know why. But, you know, maybe it's just because I was looking to get touched in every place on my body. And those tentacles could slither in there. Maybe I wanted a tentacle in my armpit while I had one in my pussy. I don't fucking know. You know, sometimes you go in these, like, deep, dark holes of porn. Okay, maybe you don't. I don't know. But there's been days back in the day. It really hasn't happened often, and I really don't watch, like, tentacle porn all the time. Really, actually, ever. I got off to it, like, once or twice, and I was like, yeah, maybe I'm into this, and, like, probably never watched it again. But I'm also really into hentai. And hentai is anime porn. And, you know, I was watching Working Moms, and there's this scene where this husband and wife are fighting. And the husband is, like, making fun of the wife because she watches hentai porn. It's literally all fake. And that's why I like it, because it's literally a cartoon. And everyone's like, oh my God, you're watching cartoons. Fuck. Well, you know what, Brad? You're getting off to some girl getting choked by a dick so hard she's fucking crying and throwing up on it. And then you want to emulate in that real life. I'm not trying to emulate tentacle porn. I'm not trying to have perfect titties like the girls in anime. And you know what? I'm not trying to look for a perfect dick like I am in anime. Maybe we should encourage people to watch more fake porn, because it would lower our standards of what we want in real fucking life. Why does it matter what porn we're watching and what we're getting off to? And, like, who cares if we want to get, like, fucked by a squid on the side? It's not as weird as it sounds, guys. I'm so serious, though. Guys are always like, ew, you watch cartoon porn? Or they're, like, freaked out because I watch tentacle porn. JK, only told, like, one guy that, and he, like, mildly freaked out about it, and so, whatever. Maybe that's how I know how to suck dick so good, because I pretend I'm a fucking tentacle. You know, who cares? Honestly, a lot of people think porn is detrimental. I think that it can really help you. Also, I think I like fake porn because, like, you're in, like, a different universe. No, you can't tell me you've never thought about getting fucked by a centaur. Okay, they're hot. Or, like, that goat man. And fuck, okay, this is getting weird. I'm not into fucking animals. I'm into fucking people, okay? I'm into fucking dudes. But sometimes you just gotta let your imagination run wild. See what's out there. It's not real. You can't tell me you've never watched Hercules and been like, I could fuck him. Zeus is kind of hot. He's super powerful. No? You haven't? Just me? Well, okay then. I guess I'm the weird one here. But I don't think it's weird, so whatever. I think you can watch whatever porn you want to and do whatever you fucking want to because that's... But I started watching hentai porn because, I don't know, like somebody said something about it and then I just kind of like looked it up and I was like, oh, I like this because I couldn't understand what they were saying. I like the way hentai is made. I like anime and I was like, I dig this. I like the sounds of it. I don't know, like... The girls are kind of obnoxious in hentai, but I liked it. I think I just liked that I couldn't understand them because I don't always like hearing, like, people talk in porn because I'm just like, oh my god, just get to the fucking good stuff and show me your dick. It's how I am in real life, too. I don't always talk to people. Like, when I meet them, I'm just like, my god, can we just skip the chit-chat and get to the dickens? So that's very indicative of, like, who I am as a person. So it's very interesting to me. Because I went down this rabbit hole of, like, hentai. Hentai was, like, all I watched for a really long time. I don't fucking know. Like, it's just, it's hot. Like, I think it's so hot. They have perfect tits. They have perfect tits. Like, there's just moisture everywhere. The girls are, like, always having a good time. I think that's what I liked about hentai. The girls are always having a good time. And I'm into it. But I was very particular about, like, the porn I watch. Because... Sometimes the men annoy me, sometimes the women annoy me, sometimes I just, like, all of them annoy me, and I'm like, I just want to listen to it instead. Like, I just want to hear your dick slapping someone. That's about it. But, like, of the porn categories that I watch and, like, love, I love tentacle porn, I love hentai, I love blowjob porn, and, like, handjob porn. People are always so judgmental of porn, and I think that, like, we should really stop judging people for the porn they watch and maybe get some recommendations. I think that we can all open each other's eyes to, like, new porn. Like, I definitely talked to this one guy for a little bit, and, like, he introduced me to some new porn and to some new, like, very... female-oriented porn where, like, the girls were just, like, fucking hot and, like, they were just, like, doing their thing. I also think I only like porn characters that are like me. Like, they're very dominant and then they do whatever the fuck they want and they just, like, control the men. And I think that's fun. If anyone else likes tentacle porn out there and, like, wants to, like, let me know, yeah, hit a sister up. Because I'd love to chat with someone about our love for tentacle porn and my love for squids. I still got to figure out, like, it's like, that's how you see your lover. But I also like squids because they're highly intelligent. They're basically aliens. And, like, they literally just do whatever the fuck they want. So, you know, like, maybe that's more of the side of the squid that I like in, like, a lover. Like, someone who's highly intelligent and is, like, basically an alien. It's like they don't exist. So here we are. But that's my porn spiel for the week. Now you guys know that I like hentai and I like tentacle porn and blowjob and handjob porn. And like pussy eating porn. Like those are the five porns I watch. I do eat a lot of pussy. I do eat a lot of pussy. I watch a lot of pussy eating porn. Especially like if it's been a really long time. Like, I just want to see a dude, like, eat a girl out. Also, because it used to not be something that ever happened in my life. So I'd be like, oh, what a magical fantasy. Oh, that was the thing. It was like, porn fills, like, your fantasy void. So, like, a lot of people watch porn because, like, they can't. That might be, like, a weird fantasy they have in their head. But still, that raises the question, do I have a squid fantasy? Do I just want to be strangled and then fucked? I don't know. Stay tuned. If I don't make it to another episode, you guys know that I got strangled to death in bed by my lover. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm into serial killers. This raises a lot of questions. That's all I have for the week, though, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I almost called this Quarantine Dick Radio. Honestly, that'd be a pretty good name. Thanks for listening to my Quarantine Dick Radio. You can find me on Instagram, The Real Sex and Waffles. My other account is Mas Hosanna Joy. My website is therealsexandwaffles.com. And I am your host, Joy Nystrom. Stay hard and don't get strangled.